Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Why do you cry? He has risen. Why are you weeping? He's not dead. Why do you cry? He has risen. Why are you
Amen. Can you hear me now? Amen. Can I get a mic check? Amen. I am just so grateful. Amen. All right. Thank you so much, sir. We've been having some technical difficulties. Amen. But God is still good. Amen. God is in the midst. Amen. So I'm just, again, so grateful. Amen. I'm sitting here praising God for the song. I'm going to tell you what I said earlier, a second ago, that if just for a second I can reflect on the goodness of God, amen, that he gave his son up for ransom, amen, so that we may have life and life more abundantly. But the best part about it is that my Jesus got up out that tomb, amen. I'm still celebrating the resurrected Christ, amen, because he is still my Messiah. And because he is my Messiah,
amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Speak on
Thank
it.
You.
Speak on it.
Because amen. He is my Messiah, amen. Because he did not stay down in that dirt, amen. He got up, amen, and he walked out that tomb, amen. And I am just so grateful, amen, because he continued to show himself to so many people, amen. And then so I'll just say right now, Lord, continue to show yourself to your people, amen. Continue to let them feel presence in the midst of their struggles, amen.
Yes.
In the midst of whatever is going on. Father God, I ask that you will come in and set up shop, amen. We need
you now, Father God,
more than ever, amen. And because your people are calling on your name, Father God, because you sit up high and you hear the cries of your people, Father God, I know that you... Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, Father. We bless your name right now. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It is Sunday, 11th. Amen. Amen. We're almost halfway through April. Amen. Somebody give God some praise. Yeah. Amen. Because he allowed us to see Sunday morning one more time. Amen.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name, Father, because you are so good unto us. Amen. But I'm not going to hold it up. Amen. Y'all know who I am. Y'all know who these ministers are. And you know what we're here to do. Amen. So we're going to just move along, amen, with our service. Amen. We're going to ask the good brother Tony Spencer if he would bless us with a song. Followed by that would be the Affirmation of Faith by Minister Tremaine Townsend.
God bless everyone this morning. How to reach the masses, men of every birth, for an answer. Jesus gave the key, and if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Lift the Savior up for them to see. Trust him and do not doubt the words that he said, I'll draw all men unto me. Lift him up, still he speaks from eternity. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Don't exalt the preacher, don't exalt the pew. Preach the gospel, simple, full, and free. Prove him, and you will find the promise is true. I'll draw all men unto me. Lift him up by living as a Christian ought. Let the world in you the Savior see. Then men We'll gladly follow him who once taught, I'll draw all men unto me. Lift him up, still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Lift him up, till he's from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Good morning. Let us unite in our historic confession, the affirmation of faith. And in whom do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, died, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. Amen. We will have prayer now. As we stand in awe of your goodness and mercy today, we invite you to be present among us by the power of your Holy Spirit. Father, we declare that we love you. Thank you that you have made the way of love known through your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray that you will reveal this great love to us all today as we gather to worship. Lead us by your Spirit to praise you. May our hearts overflow with thanksgiving and our months proclaim your everlasting greatness. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Bless our pastor today. Let the Holy Spirit use him and anoint him with a word from you. Remove self. Thank you, Father, for this blog radio station. Hakeem and Michelle, bless them and their families. Bless pastor's friend, Brother Ron, and everyone at the sound of my voice. Touch us and use us in a mighty way, Lord. Bless the sick and shut in. Send a special blessing to Sister Jessie Burrell, who is in the hospital. Touch, Lord, in a mighty way. Bless the bereaved, this world, and this COVID virus. Have your way, Lord. Open in your name. Come, Holy Spirit, shower down on us in this service. We love you, Lord. Have mercy on us today. Let surely goodness, mercy, and favor be with each and every one today. Lord, lead and guide us through this barren land. Just one touch from you, Lord, is all we need. Can't nobody do us like you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for all you've done and about to do. This is our prayer. In your mighty and matchless name, we give you all the honor and glory. Come on down, Holy Spirit. Come on down. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen. We should now have our scripture with Minister Kyle Garrett.
Amen. I shall be reading from the book of John, chapter 20, verses 24 through 30. And I shall be reading the New Living Translation. One of the 12 disciples, Thomas, nicknamed the twin, was not with the others when Jesus came. They told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he replied, "I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands. Put my fingers into them and placed my hand into the wound in his side. 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked. But suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." "My Lord and my God," Thomas exclaimed. Then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." The disciples saw Jesus do many other miraculous things in addition to the ones recorded in this book. I've read to you John chapter 20, verses 24 through 30. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearing and reading of his holy word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Tremaine, Minister Rosman, and Minister Kyle. Thank you. And Brother Tony, thank you. Amen. As we are preparing for our announcements, we have pushed our Men and Women's Day back just a week. Amen. So instead of the third Sunday, we will be having our Men and Women's Day on the fourth Sunday. Amen. So we will be having a double service, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, which will be on our the afternoon service will be on our conference call line. I will make sure that we give that number out to you coming next week. Amen. If you want to participate or if you want to just come in and just join in and listen, amen. We are having a spoken word sessions, amen. So come and be blessed by, you know, I am really looking forward to hearing what the Lord has to say. Amen. Amen. We just finished our spring convocation. Amen. Fuse Memorial, God bless you. Thank you for all that you do. Amen. We have turned in a nice amount for our conference claims. Amen. We have a little more to go, but it's good. Amen. And I there is no I in. And without Fuse Memorial, I don't know where I would be. Amen. So I add a blessing to the members and to the officers and to the ministers and to anybody that walked across the threshold last year or this year, I bless you, amen. Man, I'm going to put this out here right now. For everybody that's listening, next, my order, my business for next year is to overflow Fuse Memorial. So I'm coming for every member, past member of Fuse, you are at another church, just know I'm knocking on your door. I'm going to ring your phone, and I'm bringing everybody back home, amen, so that we can worship together in spirit and in truth, amen. So look forward to that, amen. We're going to continue to serve God, amen, and all that we do, amen. Bless you. I love you, amen. I love you all. Just remember, we're still in the midst of this pandemic. So please wear your mask. We know here in Michigan the numbers are going up, amen, but wear your mask, stay 6 feet apart, continue to sanitize and wash your hands and stay in if you have to. If you got an itch to go out, amen, I understand sometimes we want to go out, but please, please, please just be safe. Please be safe. Amen. Again,
don't
God
forget
bless
to vaccinate.
You. Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Amen. So let us continue to give God the praise. Amen. We shall now have our altar call. Minister Lisa, will you please bless us with the altar call?
Good morning, Father God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Come to all. Come to the altar, all who are heavy laden. Come and lay your burdens down. Lord Jesus, we just thank you right now, and we thank you that we pray for our church, our pastor, our leadership, all who work so diligently to adapt to whatever circumstances that we should find ourselves in, Lord. But we know, Lord Jesus, that you will cover each and every one of us, Father God, that you yet move here and there, everywhere, for all of your children and abide with each and every one of us. We thank you right now, Father God, that we will bring you honor and glory, Father God, that we will do all things that can be done to the glory of you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we pray for those in authority, including our pastor and our elders and all the heads of state, Father God. We pray for wisdom and discernment and leadership. We thank you, Father God, for our study and our devotions and our physical and spiritual protection that you give to each and every one of us, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that yet our spiritual growth and maturity, Father God, and unity in the body of Christ and the protection of you from the enemy, Father God, that we will each and every one of us grasp and hold tight to you, Father God. We thank you right now that once we give our burdens to you, Father God, that we do not take them back and that we not take anything that you do or give to us lightly. We thank you right now, Father God, for the healing spiritually, physically, and mentally of all of your children, Father God, that we will all walk upright in you, Father God, and do only what it is that you would have us to do and stay on the path that you have set forth before us. We thank you, Father God, for each and every person here. We thank you for this platform on which we speak right now, Father God, and that everyone who hears the sound of my voice, Father God, and the worship services that we are yet through, Father God, that they embrace you, that they just hold you tight to themselves, Father God, that they believe and receive the word that you have for each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you, we love you, and we lift you up mightily, Father God, and that when we leave from this place, we take nothing with us, Father God, but you. And Father God, we leave all the burdens with you. We cast all cares upon you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Lisa. Tony, will you please bless us with a song, sir?
There was a woman in the Bible days. She had been sick so very long. She heard my Savior was passing by, so she joined the heavenly throne. And while she was pushing her way through, somebody asked her, "What are you trying to do?" She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made holy now." Stood there crying, "Oh, Lord, and oh, Lord, and oh, Lord, and oh, Lord." She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made holy now." She spent her money here and there till she had no more to spare. The doctors did all they could do, but no medicine would do no good. When she touched him, my Savior didn't see. Still he turned around and cried, "Somebody touch me." She said, "It was I, just touched the hem of your garment, and I know I'll be made holy now." She stood there crying, "Oh, Lord, and oh, Lord, and oh, Lord, and oh, Lord."
Jesus said, if I could just touch the hem of your garment, I know I'll be made holy now. She stood there crying, oh, Lord, and oh, Lord, and oh, Lord, and oh, Lord. She said, if I could just touch the hem of your garment, I know I'll be made holy now. Stood there crying, oh, Lord, and oh, Lord, and oh, Lord, and oh, Lord. She said, if I could just touch the hem of your garment, I know I'll be made holy now. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Brother Tony. Amen. Pray with me. Eternal Father, teach me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase more of you, and I thank you. I honor you, and I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The scripture will come out of the Gospel according to John, chapter 20, beginning with verse 24. And it reads, now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. So he said to them, unless I see his hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace. Then he said to Thomas, reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet still believe. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. May God continue to bless the reading of his holy word. For a subject today, you have not seen, but do you believe? I was blessed by this message that came to my spirit. They're having a beautiful resurrection service and program later that day. The thought came to me, and the spirit urged me to write, do you believe? Do you really believe what the Bible tells you? You see, if you jump into the scriptures, here we find that the disciples are held up in a house for fear of the Jews that they might suffer the same fate as Jesus. But yet, in the midst of their fears, and in the midst of the turmoil, in the midst of the struggle, in the midst of the drama, in the midst of it, the crucified Messiah appeared for them to grant peace. Though Thomas, in the beginning, the doubter, was
not among them. They quickly explained to him that Jesus was there. Now, for a minute, Thomas was a realist. He was a man that you cannot just tell anything to and expect him to believe it. Even though the Bible calls him a doubter, his doubt only became an issue when it dealt with Jesus. From a worldly standpoint, Thomas would fit right in because the world hated and doubted Jesus before he was even born. John 15:25 reminded me that this was to fulfill what is written in their law, that they hated Jesus without reason. And because the world hated him, anyone who called themselves one of his would surely suffer death. But glory be to God for a savior for such a time as this. Jesus would grant you peace. Though you have not seen, but do you believe? As I look at this scripture with my spiritual eyes, I see Thomas saying that I must touch his side and I must touch his hands and the wounds before I believe anything. And as Jesus entered into the building a mere 8 days later, Thomas saw Jesus and he felt the wounds and he declared Jesus as his God and his King. But Jesus said, "You have seen me and you believe. But for those who do not see me and yet believe, blessed are they." Do you know what this means? It means that every time you fall down on your knees, you receive a blessing. Every time that you read your word, you receive a blessing. Every time that you proclaim the goodness of Jesus, you receive a blessing. Every time that you celebrate his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, you receive a blessing. You ever wonder why, when you think about what Jesus did in your life, you get emotional? Well, that is the Spirit confirming in you that you are blessed, not because of your walk with him, but that you did not see him resurrected, but yet you still believe. Hebrews 10:23 declared, "Let us hold unswervingly to that hope that we profess, for he who promised is faithful." I said it last week, and I'll say it again, and until my dying days. As this world tries to denounce my name, I am sure of one thing. My Jesus lives. You see, I don't need another disciple to tell me that they have seen and experienced the risen Jesus. I don't need anyone to come and run to me and to try to persuade me that the tomb is empty. You see, when my Jesus died on that cross and that veil was split, I can go to God all for myself. I seek out the risen Savior, acknowledge that he saved my soul, grant him access to my innermost parts, and beg him to never leave my side. John 20:31 says, "But these were written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." For as long as I got King Jesus, let me tell you, I don't need nobody else. But if I can be serious for just a moment, I know y'all think you're always serious, but let me be serious just for one moment. I can truly understand how Thomas felt. He watched his teacher be beat, killed for no apparent reason, and now his mother and some little woman, along with the rest of these disciples who were all, he felt in his mind, were all mentally disturbed. This is what Thomas said, being a realist, they are mentally disturbed. They're all thinking that they see a man, but we all know that Jesus is dead. He's saying that you are trying to tell me that he's alive. But I heard Brother Thomas in the Spirit say this, but please hear me and hear me good. For the believer and the non-believer, if you think that you can serve or find Jesus with your natural intellect, you are wrong. You have to acquire this thing called supernatural faith. It is only then that you can walk across an invisible bridge, climb the highest of the mountains, survive through the valley of the shadow of death, and finally hold up the blood-stained banner. You see, I did not see him, but yes, I believe. believing in Jesus is like having $1 million. Well, God will never give you a dream that matches your budget. He's not checking your bank account. He's checking your faith. Do I have anyone here that can help me celebrate the risen Messiah? And on that glorious day, Jesus, with neither earthly eyes closed, I will gaze upon you. I don't need to see your hands, and I don't need to see your feet. I don't need to see your side just for you to prove who you are. My faith has carried me before you, and because I am now before you, I will give you the praise that you so rightfully deserve. I'm going to let you know right now, I did not see the Messiah rose from the dead, but I am here to let you know that I believe every word that cometh out of that Bible, because I know for a fact that if I believe, if I just have enough faith, the size of a mustard seed, that I know that one day, that one day when it's all said and done, I will celebrate with my Jesus. I will, all these things that hold me down now, the sin, the hate, the fear, the worries, the doubts, all of that will be erased, eliminated, because I have.
You see, I believe that Jesus rose from the dead. I know within my heart, I know within my mind, in my bones, in my marrow, in my blood, in every cell, in every atom, that Jesus is my Messiah. But the great part of this story, at the very end, it said that Jesus did many things, many wonders. The greatest of them was turning me from a sinner into a believer, that I may help those who are in sin and make them believe. Because I'm here to let you know right now that if you are a sinner and you are seeking Jesus, you are in the right place. I'm here to let you know right now that Jesus is ready to receive you. Jesus is ready to take you higher. Jesus wants you to be one of his, and all you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved. You live your life according to the way that the Bible tells you to live, and if you hold on with your faith, if you hold on with your hands, if you hold on with your feet, sometimes, y'all, it gets very hard out here. Sometimes, y'all, you get kind of tired. Sometimes, y'all, you get a little weary. Sometimes you don't want to do it. But I'm here to let you know that if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, yes, you did not see it, but you believe it, you are already blessed. There's nothing that can take that blessing from you. Hell cannot stop you. Heaven awaits you. And I'm here to let you know that it is the blood of Jesus that sits upon your head. It's the blood of Jesus that renews you. It's the blood of Jesus that refreshes you. It's the blood of Jesus that will see you through it. It's the blood of Jesus. That connects me to that which is heavenly. That connects me to that which is holy. It is the blood of Jesus. That yet when I was knee deep in my sin, the blood of Jesus ran down on me and touched my forehead, touched my arms, touched my back, touched my legs. And it transformed me. It turned me from a child into a man. I believe, not because I've seen. I believe because of my faith. I ask you that question. What say you, church? Do you really believe what you read? Do you know that Jesus is your Lord and your Savior?
do you know? 10:9 states that if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. In my closing words, again, no, I did not see the risen Christ, but I was blessed to not see it, but yet I still believe it. Do you believe? You see, this was hard on the disciples. After watching what happened to Jesus. I know I said I was closing, but the Spirit keeps speaking to me, amen. And this was hard. This was a hard thing for them to see. But when they seen Jesus, when they seen him, their hearts opened up. All fear was gone. Because they knew that their teacher had did something that nobody could do. He defeated death. Jesus is the Lord of it all. I challenge and I urge you to align yourself with Jesus. Do you believe? Do you believe that the nails were hammered into his hands, into his feet? That a spear struck him in the side? Do you believe that when you die that you will go before him and you will see what Thomas saw? Supernatural faith. Are you there? May God bless you. May God. Amen. And amen. As I open up the door of the church, I ask, is there somebody here? And you find yourself not believing in the crucified Messiah. If you find yourself seeking him, but you have been unable to rest that night, you find yourself weary, I offer Jesus to you now. Jesus is at the door. That same door that he knocked on when he saw his disciples saying to you, I grant you peace. If you are one that doubted, look at my hand. Look at my feet. Put your finger into the wound on my side. And you will know that I am he who came in the form of a man to save your soul. If that's you, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would come into my heart. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Through thought, through word,
and through deeds. Now be the Lord of my life. I accept you as my Lord, my Savior, and my Redeemer. Accept me into your family and use me to the best of your ability. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If that was you and you sincerely meant that prayer within your heart, salvation now belongs to you. That if you died this very moment, that you would go unto heaven. Now that's the good news. That is the good news of the gospel. I urge you, while you are still in your flesh, to find you a Bible-based church. Join them. Bless them with your presence. Keep them with your tithes and your offerings, and pray with them in the spirit. And watch what God would do in your life. Bless you. May God keep you. And Patricia, will you please bless us with the doxology?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. And before we close, I always like to give a shout out and a blessing to HubNet Online Radio Network, amen. Sister Michelle, Brother Kim, we bless you all. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you, sir. It's my pleasure.
Yes, yes, sir. And on behalf of all the ministers, amen, one of my good brothers, amen, Brother Ron Kinsey, who was listening in, God bless you. I am just so grateful. But let me bless you with the benediction. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church together says amen. Amen and amen. May God bless you. Amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. We are signing off.
Why do you cry?